And, you know, it is a time when many of us turn to our faith to help get us through this. And with that in mind, it's an honor to have Father Tom Hurley on with us from Old St. Pat's in Chicago. Father, good to hear your voice always, especially right now, though. And thanks for coming on WGN.
Thanks, Anna. It's good to be on with you and to, have a conversation. Happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm happy you're here, too. Hey, belated happy birthday. I heard your birthday was yesterday. Were you able to celebrate? Did you have, like, a car parade or anything with people in the honking their horns outside the church? Did they do anything? Toilet paper cake?
No, everybody forgot about me. No, it was fine. I was actually down here with my mom at her house and was able to celebrate with an appropriate social distance my birthday yesterday. But thanks. I don't know who gave me up, but thank you very much.
Yes, I was a very close source to the church there. Let me know. I'm like, don't forget. I'm like, I know that's a big thing. What are you just hearing from people, Father Hurley, right now? And what are you telling people during this time?
Yeah. Well, I mean, certainly what we're hearing is, the pastoral care for people is probably more important now than ever before. And certainly what we are hearing and experiencing is just, you know, again, a lot of our folks just are just isolated, and like all of us, you know, they're just feeling the depth of isolation and not being connected, and it's becoming, I think, a real challenge for a lot of people. These are hard days, and so that's, you know, so we're, you know, God bless our folks, our team at St. Pat's. They're doing a great job in terms of really staying in contact with a lot of our folks, especially people that just need some contact, need a phone call or a text or an email, or folks that just need some of the basics, you know, some of, older folks that need a little help with groceries and things like that. So there's a lot of that going on.
There is. I mean, finding peace is so important right now, and it's hard to do some days than others, and whether that's through faith or prayer or people meditation, there's exercise, people have all kinds of ways of trying to find that. You know, there are times that really test our strength, and I think that it's difficult on many days here.
Yeah, absolutely. I was saying the other day, I mean, thank God for the gift of technology, and besides just the, feeling isolated, I mean, we've been able to use that gift of technology, as I know many people have, many people have. In fact, even last night I had some nice friends that put together kind of a little Zoom party with me and for me for the birthday folks from St. Pat's. I mean, we had about, a dozen people on, but people have been doing that, with prayer groups, we actually had kind of a little virtual retreat last week for some people, and so they really appreciated that. And then, of course, live streaming our liturgies has been key. I mean, it has been literally a lifesaver for many, many people. So I'm just so grateful that we put in that technology about 4 or 5 years ago.
So it's been 4 or 5 years you've had that, because I know some other services, houses of worship, they're trying to scramble to get together a way to, make it up, get it up and running. But I didn't realize at Old St. Pat's you've been doing it for 4 or 5 years.
We have been. We went to school off of a place that I really appreciate, and they've become kind of a sister parish, and it's St. Monica's out in Santa Monica, California, and they've been live streaming their 5:30 Sunday liturgy for many, many years, and they introduced me to it a few years ago. I was a little leery because I thought, well, if we live stream it, does that mean people are just going to sit on their couch and they won't come down to Old St. Pat's at Adams and Des Plaines? And our friends at St. Monica said, actually, it had a totally different reaction. Actually, people were able to tap into us. They experienced liturgy at our place, and they wanted to come down to it. And so they actually saw an increase in people coming to their place. So we did the same. Well, we did the same thing. I'd say it was about 4 years ago, 5 years ago. I can't remember when, but it wasn't longer than that. And yeah, we've actually seen kind of an increase in people that have experienced the kind of the vitality and the vibrancy of our liturgies at Old St. Pat's. And we live stream the 5 p.m. every Sunday. So we have the technology, and we have some, pretty sophisticated people that knew how to even upgrade it. And now with this crisis going on, we've been live streaming every Sunday at 10 a.m. And oh my gosh, we're getting more people on live stream, or at least devices. I don't know what it translates in terms of people. But like last Sunday for Palm Sunday, we must have had 5,300 devices that were on.
Wow.
Now, that could be a family of two. It could be a family of five. It could be a family of 10. I have no idea. We don't know. But that was live at 10 a.m. But then by Monday, I noticed the counter, it was up to like over 24,000 devices or views had tuned in to see or to participate virtually in Palm Sunday liturgy. So I don't know what that translates in terms of people, but I'm guessing that's a lot of people. So we're really, really very fortunate and very grateful that we put in that technology when we did.
How about it? You know, when we all got the stay-at-home order, I heard that you did the first live stream mass at St. Pat's in your parade sash. Is that right? Because you were slated to be the Grand Marshal of the city's St. Patty's Day parade.
I was. It was a deep honor. I was very grateful for the honor of the plumbers who run the parade. Jim Klein asked me if I'd be the Grand Marshal. He asked me that last October, and I said yes to it. And so I was gearing up, and we were looking forward to a fun time. And then, of course, this whole pandemic, put everything out of order. And so I had the first mass. I was supposed to be parade weekend, on March 14th. And so March 15th was our first virtual live stream mass at 10 a.m. So I thought, well, if I can't parade around, if I can't parade down Columbus Avenue, I'll parade around the altar. So I did, and I put my sash on. I thought it's the only I'm the only one in the history of the parade that's the Grand Marshal that never led a parade. So I figured I got to do something, So we had a little fun with it, but
so you held your own parade, kind of.
I did.
Yeah, it was the first major event I remember.
A parade of one.
Yes. It was the first major event in our city that was canceled. Remember the disappointment does that seem like the right call in retrospect? At the time, though, it felt like, sure, we need to do this.
Absolutely. When you think about it, I mean, less than a month ago, we were questioning, should we have it? Should we not have it? I mean, nobody be questioning that today when you see the terrible effects of what this has caused, just devastating. So thank God we did cancel it, yeah.
It was the
and
right
many
call.
Other things.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They've been able to trace back just to small parties and gatherings now, number of cases. So if you think about that kind of a gathering, sorts of cases that might have multiplied out of that event, it just obviously just happy that went the way it did. And I'm happy you still got to wear the sash, and maybe next year will be the year for you to come back and do it all again. We should mention, Father Hurley, we're going to be broadcasting Easter Mass from Holy Name Cathedral live here on WGN on Sunday. And I know you'll be, Old St. Pat's will be broadcasting all of your services the next few days, too, just as you said.
We are, yeah. I know we're fortunate to have the technology that, that we put in. And, so we've been doing ours pretty much every Sunday for as long as this is going to go on, 10 a.m. We're going to do Holy Thursday tonight at 7 p.m., and then tomorrow with Good Friday we'll do the Stations of the Cross at 3 p.m. But I know that there are other places, too. As you said, they're scrambling, and they're doing the best they can. Some do have the technology. Some are, video and doing YouTube versions. So places are doing the best they can to try to provide some kind of spiritual comfort and really the sense of community. And I think that's the one thing that we really are finding with our live stream masses on Sundays. It's just people just love and want to be connected. And if this is one way they can be connected and connected in faith, connected to one another, then, let's do what we can to provide that.
Yeah, and it shows by the numbers of people who are live streaming and connecting with what you're doing there. There's a need,
there's a desire, there's truly just a longing for connection, especially in this time of isolation and sheltering in place, that, if technology helps us to connect this way and connect to their faith and to God's word and to the experience of liturgy, then, let's make sure that we do it and do it well, so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry for your loss, Father Hurley. I know your dad, Dr. Jack Hurley, died recently. Talk about virtual funerals and the way they're being conducted these days. More than 1,000 people attended that funeral mass for your dad, very well-respected doctor, Little Company of Mary, for over 50 years. And I know you were presiding over mass. Your mom was there, but then everyone else was at home.
Yeah, thank you. It was really, in fact, it goes back to March 15th. It was, like I said, March was not a very pleasant month at all for us. And I had that first virtual mass on the 15th, and then I got a phone call, and sadly my dad suffered a massive stroke at home. And so he was at home, and we could all be here. And he died on March 19th on the Feast of St. Joseph. And then a few days later, of course, we had a funeral. And again, he wasn't a member of St. Pat's. He was a member of St. Cajetan on the south side of Chicago. And but I said to my siblings, I said, listen, the only way we're going to be able to do this is just a handful of us in the church. And we'll use the live streaming and just invite people to participate in Dad's funeral that way. So that's what we did. And as you said, you know, we had over 1,000 people that joined us, and it was really very heartwarming and touching for us. It was very strange as a son and as a priest to be doing a funeral with only my mom and a few of my siblings in the church. But then afterwards, we brought him to the south side, to Holy Sepulchre, but we had a little procession through the neighborhood. And again, it was very heartwarming and very touching that people came out and, you know, again, getting a breath of fresh air. But they stood outside and they honored my dad and my family. And so it was, you know, we made the best of it. But he was a great guy and a great dad and a great doctor. So we did the best we could. But I feel so bad for so many families that, you know, just are not having the traditional funeral rites for their loved ones because of this pandemic. And it's just really heartbreaking.
It is a tough thing to see, but we'll get through it. And your guidance is helping so many during this time. So thanks, Father Hurley. Thanks for checking in here with us on WGN.
Thank you, Anna.
We can watch the live streams if you would like at Old St. Pat's. And thank you. Thanks, Father. Also, I should mention one more time that here on WGN, we will broadcast the Holy Name Cathedral Easter services, WGNradio.com, WGN Radio app, or through your smart speaker, any way you want to do it.